Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, she lived happily ever after.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to What the Folklore, Making Sense of Senseless Tales. Sorry for our sound quality.
Why do you sound like shit?
Why do we all sound like garbage?
I sound great. Watch your mouth.
We are recording this from Seattle.
At PodCon. Or the hotel near PodCon.
The hotel semi-near PodCon.
So, yeah, this is a mobile podcasting setup, which means bad.
We got the old Yeti back out.
So just bear with us. It's like this one.
It's like the good old days when we're all huddled around a single microphone. Like
waiting for a train to pass.
Dying ember of a fire keeping us alive.
So yeah, we're here at PodCon.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Carmen. I'm typically your storyteller.
Butta-gutta, butta-gutta.
Yep, yeah. That happened.
And you are?
Was that your introduction?
That's me this week.
That's your introduction.
You will refer to me. As butta gutta butta gutta.
Well.
Gutta butta gutta butta?
Butta gutta butta gutta.
Oh. I'm Gordy and I don't have to do a title.
Mm-mm.
Not this week. Yeah. This is a special one.
Yeah, this is very much a special episode in the way that sometimes restaurant specials are the things to get rid of the food that they order too much of.
Yeah, this is a special episode in the way that a restaurant special makes you poop your brains right out of your head.
But we're not going
to... Brains to toilet. That's this episode.
We're not going to make you poop. It's just kind of a brain... It's a brain thing.
Yeah, your brain will poop. Your butt's fine.
It's a brain parasite. So, yeah, we're at PodCon. That's the episode. We're not doing the normal thing.
Right.
We're doing a special live PodCon special.
We're going to
tell you... It's not live. It's recorded in
camp. Special live
to tape.
Live to recording. And then out onto the RSS feed to you.
We wanted to bring the experience to you, the listener, who did not attend.
Yeah, so this is just like a recap of things we did and learned and liked and didn't like.
Step one.
Getting out of Atlanta.
Chapter one. The escape. Yeah, so we kind of threaded the needle and...
In that we didn't,
because we chose the one day of the year that it snowed in Atlanta to fly.
Well, it snowed Saturday also.
Well, yeah, but like the first time it snowed in Atlanta a while.
The one weekend. And so this is insulting on two levels.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, we haven't seen snow, like an actual snowfall, in at least 2 years now. Because we've had ice storms, those have shut us down, but we haven't had like the fun. You can make a snowman and pelt your best friends with cold ice pet balls.
Big ol' fluffy flakes.
Yeah. We haven't had that in a few years now. And
until Friday.
And then Friday comes, and the snow starts falling, and where are we?
On a runway.
In a tin can.
In a tin can, just sitting on the runway waiting to be de-iced.
We were little sardine babies. Watching in-flight movies.
Watching in-flight. Yeah, I watched Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark before we took off.
I watched every episode of Always Sunny that the airplane had available before we took off.
I watched Shrek.
walk us through your in-flight entertainment, Tyler.
All right. The entire day?
Yeah.
All right. I started with Batman and Harley Quinn.
Yep.
That's a bizarre film.
Yeah.
It kind of ends abruptly. Like, I looked out the window to check the ice on our plane, and it was...
It was ice.
Check ice.
Check. And I looked back, and the credits were already going, so that was fun.
Yeah. Did you ever find out what happened?
I had to rewind and watch again. They lit a man on fire.
Wow.
He was a tree man, though, so he burned real good.
It seems intense for presumably a children's animated movie.
It was
movie.
Not. It had sex and blood in it.
Oh, so not for children.
Mm-mm. Batman's not for kids.
Unless they're cool children.
I also, after that, I watched the Peanuts film.
Yeah, all right.
Because I had been conversing previously with Carmen and someone else about animation studios. Blue Sky specifically.
With Cameron.
Whether or not they were hit or miss. And I decided that Blue Sky is kind of always miss for me. but I hadn't seen Peanuts yet. And it's pretty. Nothing happens, though, in that movie.
Is this
just peanut stuff?
Peanuts as in Charlie Brown? Or is this some kind of anthropomorphic nut?
Mm-mm. No, it's not the Mr. Peanut, like the one with the monocle.
I feel like if you licked Charlie Brown's bald-ass head, it might be peanutty.
It'd be salty. It'd be salty.
Peanut piquant.
That boy's got something going. Like, between just kind of his general nervousness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, he's always sweating up a good peanut salt.
He's got a sweat ring just around his head you could lick right up.
The blue or the black stripe around his shirt is actually just where the sweat is.
It's condensed just into through. A weird pattern. Yeah,
his
so.
Yellow shirt.
Was that it?
I also watched Shrek.
Yep, Shrek 1.
Shrek
the good 1.
The classic. Holds up.
Classic movie.
Great film.
Ideally suited for an airplane viewing experience.
A lot of body shaming in that film.
Yeah.
Every which way.
Yeah, as I recall, yes.
Making fun of everybody's everything. I also watched Boss Baby. That's a classic film.
You're scraping.
I watched that one too.
You're both scraping. The bottom of the barrel.
Boss Baby isn't scraping. Shrek is scraping.
Shrek is scraping? I'd rather watch Shrek than Boss Baby.
Then you'd be wrong, friend.
What?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You gotta watch Boss Baby. It's a good
movie.
I'm
not gonna do that.
It's good for one time.
I'm not gonna do that.
It's got Buscemi.
Buscemi?
Yeah.
We all have to watch a movie about a dog in the White House going back.
Max 2, White House Hero.
White House Hero.
We've made a blood pact.
To watch this on the plane back. But yeah, I watched a whole Indiana Jones movie before we took off.
I want
to
suplex a Delta plane into the ground.
Delta. We've got some beef with Delta.
Delta, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for your planes.
I've now twice on an airplane... watched the new Baywatch movie mm-hmm. without sound.
Somebody else's screen.
I've watched it on somebody else's screen.
You're a regular peeping Gordy.
It's been very distracting, like from my own movie, because I just don't know what's happening in it, mm-hmm. and I keep looking back to try to figure it out.
At any point, did the sound from your film sync up with the lips on Baywatch?
Nah, it didn't happen. Uh-uh. I was watching Shutter Island at the time.
That's kind of a good mix.
Yeah, that's a fun new game for you to play.
It's interesting. It didn't quite sync up, but there are just some very confusing scenes in Baywatch.
There's a chef portion, you said.
There's a chef portion where The Rock is dressed like a chef. He's also wearing a Sprint cellular uniform. In a store.
And so he tries a lot of odd jobs.
And later Zac Efron is dressed up like a chef. No,
like a chef.
Not a chef. A surgeon.
That's like a chef for people.
And I thought this was a movie about people on the beach who go swimming and save lives.
Sexily.
And it starts like that. And it is. Because everybody's just got...
Everybody's just wet.
They're just like cut and running around.
And wet.
And
so wet,
and they're salty and wet,
like a peanut like, you dropped in
yeah,
the water,
like a peanut you dropped into the bath, and then it gets different. And I just don't understand. Like I was following the beginning of the movie even without sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, like
there's
boobs and
yeah,
and
but there's lifeguard tryouts and they're only taking a couple and it's dependent on feats of strength and endurance.
And how good a chef you are.
And Zac Efron makes it because he does this like this strength thing and then he cooks a really good omelet. And The Rock's like, yeah, Zac Efron, you're a lifeguard now.
You've saved the life.
We are brothers.
We're blood brothers now.
Egg protein.
And then two other people also. And like I was following it and then I just kept looking back and it got further and further and further off course.
Hey, okay. Carmen, what'd you watch on this?
All the episodes of It's Always Sunny, La La Land, because my teen class has been talking about La La Land a lot, and I figure stay hip with the teens. Mm-hmm. Not only do I need to practice with a fidget spinner I got for free from a John's Creek Chamber event.
Learning tricks.
Yeah.
How hip do you feel?
I mean, hipper than I was before I left, but I can't say that I'd need to watch La La Land again. Like, that's one aspect of teen culture I maybe don't need to absorb myself fully into when I can just be, like, super into Overwatch.
And you know the kids like Shrek, too, right?
I do know that. I do know that's that, and I have looked at a lot of pictures of Shrek the Musical in preparation for teaching this art class. Uh-huh. So, like, I feel okay.
We should see if Shrek syncs up with anything else.
Shrek syncs up with Baywatch.
Dark Side of the Moon, maybe.
You should also write the Baywatch script from what your perception of this movie is.
If somebody else watches it on this movie, I'm gonna do it. If I have to watch it a third time on somebody else's screen, I am just gonna try to script it out.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway.
So we spent 5 hours on the ground. In a plane.
In a plane.
They let us off for lunch once, and when the plane says, hey, you guys can, like, go back into the airport and get food, you know it's not a good time for you coming up.
No, not usually.
There was a little part of me that thought I should cut my losses, because it was just not going to work out and go home, but I didn't. I stuck it out.
We did. We had faith.
Which was misplaced.
So we're...
We get in the air, we're flying, we get through 90% of the trip, 80% of the trip.
We'll call it 80.
Something like that, about 80%. And then the pilot comes on the thing, and he says, hey, so some of you have asked why our in-flight tracker says Portland.
Which was news to me,
right.
Who was in the middle of watching a movie at the time.
Yeah, I was watching Captain Underpants.
We were supposed to be going to Seattle. And, like, the pilot basically said, like, hey, we actually have to land in Portland because the visibility's too bad in Seattle.
I really appreciate that they didn't tell us until somebody caught them.
Yeah, but, like, the tone he took was, like, you got us.
That is
you noticed.
That's that patented Delta professionalism.
They're the champions
of
the sky.
They were gonna let us out and just hope nobody knows. They
just hope that everyone thought it was Seattle.
They were gonna land and say, welcome to Seattle, and then when we're off the plane, they just bolt it behind us and not talk to us anymore.
Which is almost what they did anyway.
Just about.
Because they told us, you know, we can't send anyone out to Seattle tonight, so we're still working out the details. We'll get back to you, which was kind of how they handled the beginning of the flight as well. As we'll get back to you every 30 minutes so that we felt like we were being talked to.
Right.
But we weren't. And so it concluded with a pretty rough landing in Portland, followed by customer service representatives will be waiting for you at the gate to help clear this up. Guess what there was not at the gate?
Any employees whatsoever?
Yeah. It was a hellish wasteland. And there's this one elderly fellow behind a counter who just says, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Go to ticketing.
He's just trying to, like, hold back the barbarians at the gates of Rome. Really, like, everybody's mad. Everybody wants to know, like, why are we in Portland? Why are there other flights still landing in Seattle?
We get to ticketing, and while there, we run into a fellow that I'd met while, like, just waiting to deplane.
He was not your seatmate?
No, he wasn't sitting anywhere near me, but, there's a long wait to get all the luggage off, so we're sitting and we're talking, and everyone's talking about where they're going and whether or not this was good news or bad news for them.
Sure.
Because a good portion of them were actually trying to get to Portland, so it was a lucky day for them.
Good job, you guys.
So I recognized the fellow from that conversation and checked in on our way over.
Fast friends.
And this turned out to be a pretty serendipitous meeting because this new friend, his name is Noah, true to his namesake, gathered us podcasting animals into the arc of his rental van so that we could all drive the last 3 hours to Portland.
Which animal would you guys be?
Or Seattle. I don't know what city we're supposed to be in.
Which animal would you guys be on the ark?
Cactus.
Dog.
Catkiss.
That was a fun little round table.
If you can't tell, we may still be a little jet lagged.
This is not...
Or con lagged.
Not running at peak efficiency here, but we're doing it anyway.
See what comes out.
So we carpooled with Noah.
Yes.
We did.
Noah was a fabulous carpool buddy. He gave us lots of advice on what to check out in Seattle and how to best navigate the city, which turned out to be the advice we took. So thanks, Noah.
Thank you.
You saved our butts, because otherwise we were going to sit in an airport until 8:30 a.m. to maybe get on a plane then.
And maybe land.
It was pretty foggy in Seattle that morning, too, so I'm not confident that plane ever came into the city.
No, Delta just took them and, like, dumped them in a ditch. No more planes, Delta said. That was the headline of the day.
And Delta is out of business now. They're just done as a plane company.
Good riddance. Your planes are smelly.
So, hey, plane companies, these things happen a lot. Like, we understand that things like weather can be out of your control to an extent, but people still got to get to a place, the one that they paid to get to. So maybe
it kind of sucks when you pick a different one and say, well,
good, close enough.
Here it is.
It's also West Coast.
This is what we have for you.
So here's my suggestion.
You can't get tired and stop. Partway through, you do have to go to the eventual destination.
See, our solution was to create a mini party bus. You need to, as a plane company, have a chartered party bus that you can fit at least a good portion of your passengers on. And then they can have the option of, like, do you need to be in Seattle by tonight? Because it's already 9 hours past the time you're supposed to land.
Hey, do you need to party today? Hop on the bus.
And so then you can just party bus shuttle the people you couldn't plane all the way to the right city and drop them off at that airport.
So we made it.
We did make it.
Despite everything.
We did make it.
We made it, and we didn't miss that much of
them. Not much. We didn't go
to the opening ceremony.
We slept in a bit because we rolled in at like midnight local time.
Right.
After leaving at 3 Eastern time. Four was it Eastern 3? Time.
Yeah, I thought it was like four or five.
Closer to 5 Eastern time.
Yeah.
We were supposed to leave at 1, but got there.
We did get there.
PodCon,
pretty good.
It was
amazing.
Fun.
Yeah,
it was great.
Everything after we got to the convention center went smooth as hell.
Yeah.
Like, they got their registration all figured out. Easy peasy. Once we got here, we met up with a friend and listener, Ryan Hall. And he joined us for a good number of those workshops, so that was really fun.
An old and cherished friend of each of us, from D&D, mostly.
And
that's how I know him.
And college.
Yeah, mostly college.
So yeah.
Another avid podcast fan and listener.
Very friendly people. Tyler and I attended a networking event. So we started this off with a whole podcasting networking thing, which was really cool, because we got to meet a lot of the faces that we then saw for the rest of the convention. Some that stood out to me were Smash Fiction. We kept running into the Smash Fiction people. Mm-hmm. So, and their podcast sounds pretty cool. So if you're looking for new podcasts to listen to because you listened to this episode and it blows, definitely check out Smash Fiction. They take existing fictional characters and like put them into battles with each other.
Yeah.
That sounded pretty neat. And then
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, me too. And then the Station Wagon podcast, where they give up something for a month, like sitting, and then talk about that experience. So those were two that I kept running into that sounded really cool.
What did you see, Gordy?
New pod-wise?
No,
well,
like
at the con.
Your first thing.
Yeah, I went to a panel on networks first.
Sounds fun.
With Roman Mars and Justin McElroy and a couple other people.
Did they kiss?
They didn't kiss. Mm. They could have, though. They are so close.
So close.
They were so close. They were licking their lips. They were waiting for it. Just didn't come. It was a good discussion on podcast networks, what they can do for you, what they're looking for. Hi, networks.
We're here.
Come to us.
We're here.
That's what
listen,
I learned.
Listen
what
to
I learned
one of our
is,
other episodes.
What I learned is put it in every episode and just say, hey, networks, come to us. We're open. Pass the ball. Pass the podcast ball. We're open so we can score a touchdown.
We like hugs.
So, touchdown right in the basket. Slam it right in there. Slam dunk touchdown.
What other panels did you guys see? Just rapid fire throughout the weekend. You don't have to chronologically.
We went to a collaborative storytelling panel. We went to a panel on
voice acting techniques with Cecil Baldwin and
from Night Vale.
Yeah,
Buttagutta, Buttagutta.
Yeah, that's where that was.
Buttagutta.
Yeah. So that was really cool. We got to do a lot of weird voice exercises with Cecil and Meg from the Night Vale podcast and learn a little bit about
nutrition,
them personally and nutrition, like things to make your vocal cords sound real smooth.
Did not sink in for this one.
did not take that advice. Kind of did the opposite.
Like no caffeine. What's good for dinner? Coffee?
Denny's? Let's just head to Denny's and just destroy ourselves.
Let's head to Denny's and just see how that ride ends. And we saw...
Today we did a really good one with the Spirits podcast, which you guys might also be interested in. They do like drunk mythology.
And if you listen to our show and you think this would be better if they were drunk,
but they drink. They talk about like local legends, urban myths, folklore, stuff like that. It's very cool. Check it out.
Do you get it? Spirits.
Yeah.
It's like both of those things.
Yeah, it's like a pun
or play on words.
It's a pun, indeed.
That's too much. Yeah, good panels, good information. It was a lot of fun.
I learned about podcasting legally. Guys, I think we're in the clear.
You didn't crime this one up?
I didn't crime this one up.
We did use Cats in the Cradle a while back. I'm pretty sure that is not
Did
kosher.
We talk over it, though?
No.
Oh.
we talked about it earlier in the episode.
Well, that's commentary. And that's transformative.
And then played a little bit of it at the end.
Fair use,
just
baby.
Just a little bit.
Fair use, baby.
Fair use. And then I yelled fair use afterwards. Mm-hmm. So it's fine.
That's how you legalify anything.
Yep.
Fair use. What else happened? What else do we want to talk about?
We met Betty.
We did meet Betty.
Betty, the hot dog lady.
Our other friend from the weekend.
Yeah, Betty recommended, like, we ordered a hot dog from the stand, and then Betty was like, you want cream cheese on that? Like, it was just a thing that is normal.
And we said, what are you, a witch?
I said, no, that's a sin. That's not ketchup mustard relish.
And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Cheese me up, Betty. Let's try this. This sounds nuts, and I want it in my face. Guys, it's good. Like, Seattle sounds... drunk as hell, and maybe it's all the legal marijuana that led to this, but cream cheese on a hot dog, not bad. You put it with ketchup, doesn't ruin it at all. Pretty good.
Did you in fact add other condiments?
Put ketchup on it.
Okay. So it is tested with ketchup.
Yeah.
Ketchup approved.
Ketchup approved. Can't speak to the other ones.
Okay.
But you can put cream cheese on your hot dog, and it might be a sin, but it's still a tasty one. So thanks, Betty, for introducing me to that bit of Seattle culture.
Thank you, Betty.
Thanks, Betty. What were your big takeaways?
From the weekend?
Yeah. Anything like really stick out?
It was just neat to see what everyone's out there doing. Mm-hmm. The podcast community is an extremely friendly one. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I think we'd like to get a little bit more directly involved with.
Sure.
We also need to treat you, the listeners, better, which we're not doing with this poor audio and, like, weird-ass veering away from our typical show format.
Step one.
Yeah.
But
you have to forget the rules before you follow them.
This is shock therapy.
Yeah.
It's going to sound much better when we go back to normal.
This is the part of the hero's journey where we our old selves are dying, and then we get reborn into better podcasters for you, the listeners.
We are but pupae. Right now.
Pupy.
we are pupy.
So we're gonna be thinking about some community stuff that we can do and
we're gonna rework our Patreon levels to benefit you a lot more than we currently are.
Yeah, so stay tuned for some good changes. We're gonna think about that.
And if there are things that you would like for us to start doing, feel free to suggest them to us. We do, of course, do this with the caveat that we are three people with day jobs, and so we might be a little bit limited in what we can do, but we'd like to know what you want so we can at least work toward it. And we will not wrestle any bears.
Well, speak for yourself.
Okay, Tyler will, maybe.
I'm ready to go anytime.
Okay, you can ask Tyler the Crime Weaver to do anything, and he'll weave that crime for you.
I do not fear death. So, I've been thinking about like why we started this show. And PodCon helped to sort of illustrate why.
Money, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Hard cash money.
Nail on the head, Gordy.
Square circle gets the square.
Circle gets the other circle. No, it's because we knew that there wasn't a show like this out there, necessarily.
As far as we know.
Right. Like, and that's a lot of why I assume, Carmen, you make the art that you make. It's definitely why I make what I make, is because it's not being made yet, and we want to see it.
Tell the story that you can't find on the bookshelf.
Right. It was it was cool to meet other people that were doing that with their shows this weekend.
We met one
about it in the same way.
Called Stool Pigeons, and it's just a show about poop. So I'm checking that out.
I'm totally checking that out.
Poop is always funny. But it was just, it was pretty cool to see, like, where were some of the more interesting ones that you heard about? The really unique takes?
K&K played D&D. I want to check out.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah. There are a lot of D&D podcasts out there, but this one interested me because it was a husband-wife duo. The wife has never played before. The husband is DMing, and the wife is playing five characters at once.
It's a hell of a way to learn.
That's
dunk you in the deep end.
That is... Yes, very much a deep end dive. What do you have?
I mean, the poop podcast. And the other two that I mentioned from the networking event that like really stood out to me. Someone was doing a sex podcast, like Body something, I forget what.
It's called Body, B-A-W-D-Y, I think.
Right, I think there's a second half to that. Her name's Dixie. A lot of you probably have heard of her because like three people in this audience... We met up with her again at a workshop, and three people in the audience heard her voice. They're like, "Are you Dixie?" Which was pretty cool to hear happen.
There's a comedy show called Sorry for Everything, which is a comedy podcast hosted by millennials, telling everyone why they're sorry for everything, because we are sorry about that.
We did break a lot of things. Sorry, diamonds. Sorry, napkins.
And Mr. Feels sounds good. Which is a mental health podcast hosted by another man named Tyler. That's why I liked him.
I mean, whatever gets you in the door.
We like name brothers.
Yeah.
It's a bond that can't be broken.
Totally.
That's part of why I like spirits, because like I go by Carmen, but my first name's Amanda, and so is the name of the person on the Spirits podcast who also doesn't understand pop culture references, so I feel soul bonded to her, whether she knows it or not. Sorry. Did you hear of any interesting ones in your travels this weekend?
You got them.
Know them all. So if you're looking for new listening, these are the ones that we have plucked from the vine for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are obviously tons of people with podcasts there, and we didn't get to talk to all of them about their podcasts, and not all of them match, you know, our particular interest in them, so we could spend all day plugging everyone that we met. We did get to shake Justin McElroy's hand, so that was pretty cool.
That was neato.
Yeah. Thanks, Justin.
He was a sleepy guy.
Sorry for delaying you from your nap for a few minutes. Appreciate the handshake.
I did have a point that I got sidetracked away from.
What's your point?
Well, we were talking about like improving this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And taking listener suggestions. And
yeah.
What I was talking about, like, we made this show because we didn't know any other shows out there like it.
Yeah.
And some of you seem to like that. So we want to keep making the show that you like. So if you do have ideas that you're not hearing elsewhere, we will gobble them up. Please send them our way. Yeah.
Ask and we will do everything we can.
Yeah, we'll do what we can. We'll try.
We're open to
improvement.
We want to say how much we've appreciated the joy that you've brought into our lives. There are several of you who have interacted with us a lot. I know we're sometimes a little slow on email responses. Part of that is because there are three of us, so we'll consult about the email before we respond, and then we'll just all forget to respond or assume the other one has done it. So we're going to work on improving that.
I can't read. So I just don't respond. I can't read. Never learned.
Any other improvements that you want to see in the show, just send them our way. We are open to constructive criticism. I know some of the professional folklorists out there are always real quick to help us learn the things that we missed in our research, which we do appreciate, because we are not folklorists. We are goofballs. with some books. So we want to thank PodCon, which was actually a really great event.
Yes.
I think they're probably doing it again next year.
Hope so.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. I would be very happy to come back and do it once more.
Yeah. I'd be happy to come back.
It was a very good community. Like, I don't think I heard about any problems. Did you guys?
No.
Like, it seemed
no,
to be
good.
A smooth-running show. Everyone was friendly with one another.
It was chill. Everyone we met was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a great experience interacting with everybody. Looking forward to listening to a bunch of new shows.
Definitely.
So if like, if you're looking for new shows, coming to a thing like this is great. I feel like there's a lot of room for PodCon to grow, like into some new ways of connecting people. So I'm looking forward to seeing where they go from here. Because for an inaugural, like Indiegogo funded convention,
yeah,
they did an amazing job.
I think so.
Everything was really well organized, and there's a lot to do.
Yes. Yeah, I was never wanting for content.
No. Like, we had to make some decisions at some point because we wanted to see the city a little bit, too. So we just had to prioritize a few things. But, yeah, there was plenty to want to do and a few times that we needed to split up so we could cover the ground that we wanted to cover. So the programming was excellent, and I highly recommend that next year, like, if you love podcasts, come to PodCon because you'll find out about a ton of new ones.
Right.
And you'll get to see some neat people. Yeah.
Whether or not you have one yourself, like a lot of the workshops are geared around starting one up, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
yeah,
this
there was
year.
There was a 101 class. So if you are interested in starting a podcast, they can help you get going.
Yep.
And even if you're not, they're like live shows. There's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely come to PodCon. Thanks to PodCon for just giving us this opportunity to meet these people. And to learn so much, because we started this with no knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We just sat around a microphone. And we're like, we're three idiot friends who love each other and like shooting the shit. We got these stories, so let's see where
happens.
This goes. So we started this like blind little babies, and now we have a lot of sweet tools. thank you, Noah, for being our plane friend, car savior.
Thank you, PodCon. Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, PodCon. Thank you, Noah. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Patreon Patreon
subscribers,
listeners of all ilk.
Keep it coming.
And thank you to all the other podcasts we met.
Thank you, podcasts.
It was a delight. Even
thank
if we
you.
Didn't mention you specifically, we do remember you.
And we have your card.
We do
and
have
we
your
might,
card.
And we might tweet it out later once we collect all those cards.
And our brains, because our brains are a little bit gone.
Thank you, brains.
Thanks. You, brains.
Thank you, brains.
Thank you, Denny's.
Thanks, Dracula.
We're What the Folklore. This isn't how it works, but...
Thank you, Doug.
It is this week.
Thank you, John Waterbottle. Thank you, the Neon.
Are we going to be back next week with Nicole, a regular episode?
Thank you,
Nicole's suggestion.
We'll find out.
All right, so.
Thank you, Roald Dahl.
I don't know.
Probably a regular episode next week, maybe followed by another like oddball episode because there's some holiday travel involved. So
we're going to fill out that feed a little bit.
No thank you, Delta.
No thank you, Delta. No me gusta, Delta.
We got to fight the Delta train again tomorrow. We're going to sign out our jet lag selves, and thank you so much.
Thank you, jet lag.
Thanks,
Thank
jet,
you,
lag.
Jet lag.
Goodbye. Podcast over. Happily ever after. This has been What the Folklore. Thanks for listening to our show. If you have any feedback for us, you can leave it either by Gmail or Facebook. Our Gmail account is wtfolklore@gmail.com, and our Facebook page can be found at facebook.com/WTFolklore. Feel free to send in stories if you have any particularly odd pieces of folklore or mythology that you would like to hear us talk about. Special thanks to the Brobdingnagian Bards for the use of their song Happily Ever After from their album Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales.